USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After months of speculation, former Vice President Joe Biden officially announced his campaign for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination Thursday. Several congressmen on Capitol Hill have endorsed Biden, including Democratic Congressman Dan Kildee from Michigan.
He's a very well-known candidate, perhaps the most well-known candidate in the now very large Democratic field. So I think he'll be able to raise the money to be able to put his message out. And I look forward to the competition of ideas.
Kildee was speaking there on Fox News. Parts of Louisiana were badly damaged after major storms came through the state. Republican Governor John Bel Edwards confirmed a tornado touchdown.
We have received confirmation, because I know earlier today they were talking about a suspected tornado. It was an EF3 tornado that came through here in Ruston.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In Fort Worth, Texas, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders doubles down on comments that raised some eyebrows from folks earlier this week.
You know, the other day I was roundly criticized for saying something that I think is common sense. And I think that every American citizen, because of their citizenship, should have the right to vote, even if they're in jail.
The first summit between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was short on substance, but long on symbolism, and that's what both men need. That's at least according to former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Bill Richardson. He explains on Fox News.
Well, it's not much substance. No economic assistance went to Kim, but it fulfills the objectives of the two leaders. For Putin, it shows he's still a major player on the world stage. For Kim, it shows that he's not isolated diplomatically.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A watchdog group is suing the NRA. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A gun safety group is suing over alleged campaign spending violations by the NRA. The nonprofit Giffords Law Center filing a lawsuit against the Federal Election Commission, saying it hasn't acted on its multiple complaints about the National Rifle Association. The group claiming the NRA made illegal contributions to President Trump and six other Republican candidates. And it accuses the NRA of using a network of shell corporations to, in the words of the lawsuit, unlawfully coordinate expenditures with those Republican campaigns. The FEC has declined to comment on the pending litigation, and there's been no comment from the NRA. President Trump's to speak at the NRA's annual convention tomorrow.
About two-thirds of U.S. adults blame drug companies a great deal for the opioid epidemic. The poll from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs finds that 63% of the public blame pharmaceutical companies a great deal for the crisis. Meanwhile, 35% of people polled also say they or someone close to them have been addicted to prescription painkillers or heroin. And finally, Florida investigators are challenging efforts by New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft to block the release of a video where he is allegedly seen paying for sex. A hearing on Kraft's request to suppress the video is scheduled for Friday in West Palm Beach, Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.